Welcome to July 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1946, happy birthday, W. According to WhiteHouse.gov, George W. Bush, America's 43rd president from 2001-2009, was transformed into a wartime president in the aftermath of the airborne terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. Facing the greatest challenge of any president since Abraham Lincoln, says Bush Sr., who by the way was our 41st president. Bush W., by the way, the W stands for Walker, like his father, graduated from Yale. He received a business degree from Harvard and then returned to Midland, Texas, where he grew up in the oil business. There, he met and married Laura Welch, a teacher and librarian. They had twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara, now out of college and pursuing careers. George W. Bush was elected president at age 54. It was only the second time a president's son went on to the White House, besides John Adams and John Quincy Adams. During the early part of the 2000 campaign for the White House, Bush enjoyed a double-digit lead in the polls over his opponent, VP Al Gore. But the gap closed as the election approached, and though Gore finally won the popular vote by over 500,000 votes, victory or loss of the presidency hinged on Florida's electoral votes. That struggle, through recounts and lawsuits, worked its way up to the Supreme Court. In the end, Bush won the electoral count 271 to 266. His new administration was focused on compassionate conservatism, which embraced excellence in education, tax relief, and volunteerism among faith-based and community organizations. But then the terrorist attacks happened, and as I said, Bush was transformed into a wartime president. The Taliban, trained and financed by Osama bin Laden, claimed responsibility for the attacks, and Bush formed a new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security and sent American forces into Afghanistan to break up the Taliban movement. While that was successful, bin Laden was not captured and was still on the loose as Bush started his second term. Following the attacks, the president also recast the nation's intelligence gathering and analysis services and ordered reform of the military forces to meet the new enemy. At the same time, he delivered major tax cuts, which had been a campaign pledge. His most controversial act was the invasion of Iraq on the belief that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein posed a grave threat to the U.S. Saddam was captured, but the disruption of Iraq and the killing of American servicemen and friendly Iraqis by insurgents became the challenge of Bush's government as he began his second term. Happy birthday, W. 1858. Lyman Blake from South Abington, Massachusetts, patents the manufacturing machine for sewing the soles of shoes to the vamp of the shoe. On July 6th, 1858, I mean, why do it manually when we can invent a machine to do it for us? Like a boss! In 1990, we lose another great American. Nathaniel C. Wyeth from Chadsford, Pennsylvania, passes away. He came up with a polyethylene terephthalate that we use for plastic soda bottles to this day. And finally, 1960, happy divorcee Betty Davis and Gary Merrill after almost 10 years of marriage. And that's it for July 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening. Kiss me, my darling.